I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am your host of Chico Now. I am currently on maternity leave, so that's pretty exciting. I'm having a baby, and we're pre-recording a bunch of shows right now so that I can truly be on maternity leave for a couple of weeks. But I just want to tell you guys, I went over to InMotion Fitness here in Chico because that's where I have a membership. And I haven't been using it. These last couple of months, I feel like I've been pregnant for a million years. I'm actually going in 2 days to have the baby. My first baby was an emergency C-section. And so with this second one, it has to be planned. Actually, these are children numbers 2 and 3. Child number 1 is a sophomore in college. So I am 40. I have a young voice and I have young children. But I'm not young. And let me tell you, 40 and 39 weeks pregnant, I feel 80. Or maybe I'll probably feel younger when I'm 80 than I do right now. So can you hear it in my voice? I'm tired. Anyways, I went over to InMotion Fitness to cancel my membership. And they were so gracious. They let me put it on hold until May. Because I can't walk for six, I can't drive for 6 weeks. And I already know me. I don't like dropping my newborn off at the daycare. And it's not that any other parents who do that, it's wrong for them. It's totally fine for them. I just get a lot of anxiety about it. And I have a lot of fun Zumba DVDs that I really like doing in my living room. So it ends up being a waste of money. I just learned that 3 years ago when I had my toddler, when he was an infant. And I didn't think they'd let me pause it for so long. I thought they'd say, you know, we'll pause it for a month or two. But that's a long pause. And I so appreciate it. And because I appreciate it so much, not only am I going to maintain that membership there when I'm ready to come back in May, but I'm talking about it on the radio because I want good things to happen for them. Because I just think that was so generous. Okay, that was InMotion Fitness. And my little dude loves their pool and the little like running play area that they have, like with the water sprinkler things. And I would have just re-engaged it in the spring or summer for him because he loves it so much and we don't have a pool at our house. But I just thought it was really wonderful that they were so willing to work with me. Also, I walked in there and I'm having a baby in 2 days and definitely probably looked miserable. They probably had a lot of compassion. Like, that lady, she looks miserable. She's not working out. So anyways, okay, so today's topic, I just wanted to take that minute to give them a little praise, give them a little bit of free publicity. Today's topic is actually how we talk about other people in our own minds. And so I have a girlfriend who I just love her. She's been in my life since I was 17. I just told you guys I was 40. So that's 23 years I've known her. So she gets the benefit of some of my expertise for free, right? That's just how it is when you have friends. Friends wax philosophical. They talk about their lives. And so she and I talk about a lot of stuff. And she hears my stuff, too. So it's not one-sided. She's someone who I really like and value. And when I have stuff going on, because I'm a human, I have stuff. I'll reach out to her and say, oh, my friend, I have stuff. I need you to listen. And she'll listen. And so one thing that I've been working on with her, though, is the way that she talks to herself about other people. So she's been really working on boundaries and how to communicate those with some. There's some very specific people in her life that she struggles with, and so we work on that a little bit, and we talk about ways. You know, so we do a little scripting, ways to she could have responded differently, and how to respond differently in the future, and then I said, you know, I've noticed with people that they will respond one of two ways, or one of three ways, and one of those ways is, oh, well, like, so the person says does something negative, and they go, oh, that person has a problem. Well, I'm going to go about my life and live my life, and when they're ready to be healthy, I'll let them reengage. But in the meantime, I don't think I'm going to put myself through that. Some people will say, oh, heck no. I'm not touching that person with a 10-foot pole. And some people will say, that person is such a jerk. They have no boundaries. They're not safe. They're malicious and da-da-da-da-da. And they will talk so badly about that person. So the first one is kind of how you want to be. You want to identify, like, whoa, that person has some stuff going on. And that's not mine. I can't fix it. I can't own it. I can be here for them when they're willing to engage healthy. But in the meantime, I just can't be part of that. That's healthy. That's okay to say that. Now, the next one is, whoa, that person is sick. I cannot be part of that. That's not as healthy. That's kind of like making it big. Or they'll say, whoa, that person is not healthy. What's wrong with me that they think that I can be treated that way? And they're making themselves the victim. And that's not as healthy either. But it's still not as bad as in your head going, that person's an a-hole. That person is a jerk. That person should be eaten by dogs. Or whatever it is. Okay, commercial break. I want you to identify which one is you.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and I just want to remind you that this is a 30-minute radio show. It is not a substitute for therapy, so if whatever we're talking about hits home, I want you to please be reassured to call somebody in your area who's qualified to work on you with your own specific flavor of what's happening in your life. This is just a launching pad, a little bit of education, some skill building. Okay, so we were talking about the way you talk to yourself about other people. And how you identify when it's something unhealthy. Do you blame yourself? Do you insult them? Or do you kind of identify that it was unhealthy and put a good, healthy boundary and then move on? Which is the right one, right? So, and I said really quickly before we went to break, I want you to think about which one you do most often. What's your go-to? And so when you have your go-to, we all would like to think it's the healthy one, but it's not always the healthy one. So when we have our go-to, it's our coping mechanism. So to respond gracefully to that person and hold your boundaries, like we spoke about last week, but then in your head mumbling how they're a jerk, how they're a user, how they're just out to get whatever they want, how they're lying to themselves and to you, and to be identifying all of that about that person and speaking really negatively about that, that is a coping mechanism. That's your way of convincing yourself to steer clear from that person. But when you are thinking like that, and when you are talking like that in your head about the other person, you are disempowering yourself. You are making yourself small, and you're making whatever behaviors they engaged in really, really large. And that's just not fair to them or to you, because whatever behaviors they're engaging in is theirs to own. It's not yours to analyze or yours to focus on. It's theirs to own. But if you're only focusing on their stuff and you're not focusing on your attributes and your priorities and your goals in life, then you're disempowering yourself. So someone engages with you in a way that's not healthy and you put a good boundary like, oh, hey, well, we're not going to go there today. Or, oh, wow, you walk away because they're having a bad attitude with you. And let's just say they're grumpy. Let's just say they're having a bad day. They're taking it out on everyone, or they're specifically taking it out on you. You're their scapegoat. And you address it and you say, hey, well, I don't know what's going on with you today, but I feel like there's something really negative happening between us. And I don't like that. And I don't want that between us. And I don't want to keep engaging in it. I really like you and respect you, or whatever it is, however you want to say it. And they go, no, it's fine. I'm not doing anything. We're fine. And you walk away from that situation like, wow, I just handled that with class and grace. And that person bit my head off while they were denying it. Like, ouch. Okay, so you can do that. You can say, ouch. Wow. But I want you to say, I just handled that situation with class and grace. It didn't go as I'd hoped. But that burns. But you know what? I've got a lot going on today. I have a lot on my plate. I have got some priorities. And I'm just going to focus on those. I'm a good person. I was classy. I was graceful. I was compassionate. And you focus on your attributes. And so you're empowering yourself. Because if we talk to ourselves about the other person, if we're like, that guy, he was such a jerk. I was classy and I was graceful and I was compassionate and I showed the love of God and the Beatitudes were in play while I was talking to them, but they were blah, 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 blah. And you point that finger and it feels good in that moment to point that finger and remind yourself how dysfunctional they are. But all that's going to do is escalate that negativity in your heart. All that's going to do is escalate a negative reaction about them later. So if they do cool down and they come back to you to apologize, or in their way, they're apologizing just by being nice, which that's how some people do it. We can go into that later. But you're not going to respond in a way that's healthy because you just got yourself all wound up about them. But if you focus on empowering your own self and monitoring your own thoughts, when you engage with that person later, it's going to be its own independent engagement. It's not going to be piggybacking off of all that negativity that you were fuming over after the last encounter. So we're humans. Humans have a tendency to maintain and to hold on to whatever emotions and whatever thoughts that we were allowing ourselves to think. And I want you to think about that. I want you to use those words, whatever we were allowing ourselves to think, because it's human nature. It's human nature to go, wow, that person was a jerk to me. Wow, that person, blah, 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 blah. It's human nature. We want to identify that what they did was not acceptable. And it's okay to identify that was not acceptable. But we cannot dwell in it, and we can't name call to them in our head. We can't overanalyze in our head what was going on, because what we focus on is what we bring to the table. And we don't want to bring to the table whatever it is that they've been engaging in. Right? That's not Christ. That's not really who we are. That's not how we identify ourselves. But that's what actually ends up happening. Okay, commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, Licensed Marriage and Family Therapist.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I work at, license number 104464, and I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. It's important that I give you that information. And I work for Chico Creek Counseling. Or I work at Chico Creek Counseling. You can find out more about me or any of my colleagues at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. I am currently on maternity leave until March 1st. So if you're hearing this and you want me specifically, you'll have to wait to call and schedule an appointment until the middle of February, I think, is when our gal that answers the phone is going to start putting people on my schedule. I've asked her to wait till the last minute. So that way, if someone really needs help, they're not waiting a month out and then coming in, and now it's escalated. If you have to wait a month and you need it now, then it's probably better to talk to one of my colleagues. They're fantastic. They're wonderful, wonderful therapists. Okay, that's ChicoCreekCounseling.com. So we're talking today about the way you talk about other people to yourself and how that influences the way you respond to other people and how that influences the way you respond to yourself. And so I wanted to focus this on this segment of the show about how to be healthy when you're talking to yourself. So you're putting up a boundary. The last couple of weeks we've talked about boundaries. And you're putting up this boundary about you're not going to allow someone to treat you this way or speak to you this way or triangulate with you this way or whatever it is. Or you didn't put up a boundary. You just engaged in that relationship in that moment and you left that conversation or you left that engagement feeling like poo. And now you're thinking to yourself, why did I stay there? Why did I keep talking to them? What's wrong with me? And then people usually start out with the what's wrong with me, but they don't stay there. So if you're the kind of person who starts out with what's wrong with me, you often don't stay there. You often end up evolving to what's wrong with them. Why would they do that? Blah, blah, blah. And if you're someone who just immediately starts out going, wow, that person stinks with communication. Wow, that person has an entitlement issue. Then a lot of the time that will go into name calling. Well, that person's just a big jerk face, you know, or maybe more swearish of words, which, you know, I won't use on the radio or I'll try not to. And, both of those ways of responding to the situation, while they're normal human ways to respond, and you don't need to beat yourself up about it, they're not the ways that are going to encourage a better relationship with that person or with yourself, and really specifically with yourself, because when we do that, we're disempowering ourselves. We're making ourselves small. We're making ourselves weak. It doesn't feel like it in the moment. In the moment, while we're doing it, it feels like we are identifying it. We feel kind of powerful. We can feel smart that we were able to label it. We were able to stick up for ourselves in our head, even if we can't stick up for ourselves in person. But in the grand scheme of things, we're actually making ourselves very, very small. So in order to stick up for ourselves in person, in order to do that with grace and tact and dignity and authority, we have to start out by paying attention to the thoughts that we are thinking in response to these situations. So in response to those situations, you're walking away, you're driving away, you're doing whatever, you're sitting at your desk because you just had an engagement with your boss or a coworker or whatever, and you start going about them, I want you to stop and go, okay, what could I have done differently? What could I have done a little bit better? What did I do well? I first want you to think about what did I do well? I want you to start off on the right foot. What did I do well in that? Well, I didn't engage. I walked away. Well, I started to engage, but then I realized that it wasn't going to get me anywhere, so I stopped before I would normally have stopped. Well, I want you to acknowledge what it is that you did well and then what you would do differently. And I want you to, I use my words very specifically, not what would I do better or what could I have done better or blah, blah, blah. What would I do differently? Because what you did might have been pretty okay. I mean, it might have been like a pretty good response, the best response that you had in your toolbox at that moment. And you could even call that a win. But what would you do differently next time? How would you improve? Like, what would be more effective with this person? Because every person is going to have their own efficacy level with the way that you communicate with them, right? So what would I do differently with this person? And then I want you to kind of visualize it and see it and watch it happening in your head. But when it happens, I don't want you to be really focusing on the other person in your visualization. I want you to be focusing on you, focusing on the way you hold yourself, the expression on your face, the way that you articulate yourself. Because when you're focusing on what you do well, you're practicing it. You know, professional athletes and professional dancers will often practice in their head and watch themselves doing their chosen activity well. So if you're a skier, they'll watch themselves doing a jump really well. If they're a dancer, they'll watch themselves performing really well as a fantasy in their head. They're not watching themselves fall and get back up. They're watching themselves do well. So that's what we want you to do. Focus on what you did well and what you can do well.